He's the owner of an NHL team that not many people thought would have had a good year this year, but they so are. Also the owner of the Mississauga St. Mike's Majors, Eugene Melnyk, joins us on Sportsnet tonight. Mr. Melnyk, thanks for joining us, and wow, what a year your Sens are having. 56 points, fifth in East, but you knew all along your team had it in them, didn't you?
Oh, come on. The first of all, hi, Jeff, and listen, we're very, very pleased on what's transpired, and it's much to this. I don't think there's a single person on the planet that expected us to do, including myself, expected us to do as well as we have. But, you know, when you start putting everything together like they have in that dressing room, and with the right coaching, the right leadership within the dressing room, young kids that are hungry, throw a little bit of veteran in there, and you know, work hard and enjoy yourself. And the next thing you know, you've got a winning combination. You know, this is a fearless team. They don't care, you know, who's coming in or where they're going. They're gonna fight to the last second, and they've shown it.
And 8-1-1, their last 10, really hot as of late as well. But talk about your new head coach this season, Paul McLean, and what he has done for this club.
Well, he's done a lot, and this was well thought. Well, this was planned out. We had long discussions with Brian of what type of profile of a candidate we need. And we wanted to bring Mark on board as well as Dave Cameron. And but he's done great, and this is exactly what you need when you have a young team. You actually need to coach as opposed to, bark orders. I mean, these are players that are looking to learn and looking to get better, and they want to be told or taught how to be a better player as opposed to being told how badly they played.
Right.
So, this guy's a great teacher, and you know, then you got the veterans that have all circled around and said, "Hey, you know, this is our team. We've been around the block, and let me tell you, you know, what you did wrong, and let me tell you what you did right. And next time, this is the way we do it." And the next thing you know, you got guys stepping up that you never thought would.
You know, certainly this was obviously, a very big hire for the franchise in Paul McLean, in your new head coach. But I want to ask you, Mr. Melnyk, how involved do you get with decisions like that? Maybe some day to day operational stuff.
Well, I'd say it all depends on what it is. I'd say on the especially on the coaching changes. That's Brian would go through all of the candidates, and this is the way I operate anyways. He would present two, maybe three even, if I wanted it, but I just said, no, you give me your best guy, and I just want to know that I like the guy, and I can, you know, pick up the phone and call him. Like,
mm-hmm.
I spoke to him today,
mm-hmm.
you know, this afternoon after practice, and caught him in the middle of a haircut, but not that that matters. But, no, it's just a guy you get along with, and he calls a spade a spade, and that's Paul for you. And if there's that chemistry with an individual, then he's obviously got the talent. So that's all you're after. And you could tell from the minute you meet him that he's out there. He comes across as a nice guy, and he is, but. He's pretty firm, but he knows how to also give everybody a break and say, you know what, we've done great, let's keep it going. And he's got a great style to him. But I definitely do interview him, and if I've got questions about the person, then I've never nixed a general manager's decision, but. You know, I do want to know, and I do meet with these people, and I do talk to them, and I spend time with them.
Well, your GM certainly has brought in some great names. Craig Anderson in a trade from Colorado last February, who's between the pipes, 23-12-4, a 2.96 goals against average. I want to talk about Erik Karlsson. The kid has 44 points. Did you expect this kind of production out of your young stud defenseman?
Well, we knew that Erik was good. We just didn't know how good he was or how good he could get, and it all depends also, you know, who he's playing with and on what team. The guy has, you know, a very unique attitude, and I'm being nice here. But no, he's got a very, it's a very aggressive attitude that, you know, is full of cockiness, and which is great because that's confidence. And he goes out there, he's, again, the kid's fearless. He doesn't care. He really doesn't care. He just goes out and he does his thing. And he had to learn a few things from the coaches and the veterans of, because, you know, he was giving us, you know, coronaries by doing certain things that he shouldn't be doing. And he's corrected them. And, you know, how can you argue where he is? The kid's a star. And, you know, that's all I can tell you.
Yeah, and he's an all-star, along with Jason Spezza, Milan Mihalik, and Daniel Alfredson, an all-star game to be played in Ottawa on January 29th. Does it come as a surprise at all that so many Sens have been voted in? I mean, your fans have spoken.
Yeah. That was hilarious. I couldn't believe what they, you know, the fans. But look, we've got a great fan base, and they were there when we were 1-5. We were, you know, that's the way we started our season. Mm-hmm. And everybody kind of, it wasn't pleasant, but it was expected that we're going to go through a minimum of 2 years, possibly three, before we had a contender back on the ice. Now you see people and they're almost giddy. It almost reminds me of, you know, when we were going into the playoffs back in 07, you know, they're just walking around like they can't believe their luck that we're in a rebuild. And you've got to see the pipeline we've got. It's mind-boggling. What we have probably five players in the minors that are NHL status today,
mm-hmm,
that we had to send back because we just don't have room.
Right.
You know, look at Stone. You know, where'd this guy? He was a fifth in the draft. Fifth round. And, you know, he's the number one kid in the Canadian team in the World Juniors. I mean, that's our player. We got Leonard down in, you know, who's already played in the NHL as a goalie, and he's all hot to go. Then he can't wait to get up to Ottawa to play. You know, Mika, he is, it was kind of sad to see him go back, but it was the best thing for him as a player long term. But, you know, he's one of the top Swede, if not the top rated Swede in the elite league up there. And he's 20, like, I think these kids are all like 20 years old, 19, 20, 21. And I think we're rated number two by a service that rates everybody's pipeline of players throughout the whole National Hockey League. So it can only get better as our veterans mature. And, you know, they won't be around forever, but, man, do we got some good years coming, some really great years coming.
Sens owner Eugene Melnyk is with us on Sportsnet tonight. I'm Jeff Sammet at Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Mr. Melnyk, I ask you from an owner standpoint. Here you are going into the season, and we talked about expectations for this club, and everybody has to go through a rebuild. It's the way you have to get back at it and, you know, have a contender a year in and year out. Everybody has to take a step back sometimes before they can take a step forward. And with this club, we talked about it, how they're having a very good year, fifth in the East right now with 56 points. Now, looking at the club right now, as an owner, do you look at it and say, okay, well, going into this year, we expect it to spend, you know, X amount of dollars, and this is what our goal is going to be at season's end. But here we are at the halfway point of the season, and the club is certainly doing very well. Your priorities would change this year. Does it change things at all right now as far as your approach for the rest of this year is concerned, given the success your club has had?
Well, it could. And you almost have to wait. You don't have to wait until the day before or 2 days before. You can just already start. And we've had this discussion as late as those discussions had already started internally. Jeff, I'm letting you in on things that I only that you know oh. some of the other fellows. But
it's just you and me. No one else is listening. It's just us.
Yeah, you and a million of your best friends. But it's but in all seriousness, you know, the world has changed. You take a look at Boston. Is, you know, an absolute powerhouse. But look, one injury and it's a different team. And it all comes down to injuries at this time of year. And we expect to get whacked a bit. You know, we're going into, you know, guys are getting tired, guys are getting hurt. And we don't expect that they will, you know, that we're going to continue like this. But you never know. I mean, some guys will fall apart. Look, you know, I feel bad. Believe it or not, even though they're a competitor, but I feel bad for Pittsburgh. I mean, look at these guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, here they had a lock on that conference along with Boston, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, their top you know, two players are out of it. And it's a different team now. And but if we continue on our road and we're healthy, and we will certainly look at you know, doing something, you know, prior to the trade deadline. And it's at the very least, we'll be looking at doing something. But a lot also has to do with not screwing around with a good thing. And we've had that talk, and I've had to talk with the coaches and also with the GM. And the bottom line is you want to make sure that you've got a buy-in from that dressing room, because that's critical. You don't want to mess with a good thing if they believe that you're messing with it. But if they are behind it, this is the one time that you let the players speak, and they'll tell you in a heartbeat, yeah, we need this, we need that, and that's it. So we'll see what happens. It's we've got a lot of games still to play before we get there.
Yeah, absolutely. And as far as we'll see what happens goes as well, I have to ask NHL and NHLPA. We'll have to negotiate a new deal for September. But does that change the way you operate the club nowadays?
Well, I think that started years ago when, you know, everybody knew that we were going into negotiations, and I think everybody was cognizant. We certainly were, and the instructions of the GM from me were to make sure we don't get locked into some of these crazy contracts that, unfortunately, some of the owners are going to learn the hard way. You know, that they're very dangerous to go into some of these front-end loaded contracts. But it's none of my business. We did our thing. We have our, you know, that's all I can talk about is what goes on in Ottawa, and that's all I care about. And we took the right steps of not locking ourselves into, you know, what could become a, you know, a really unknown territory for everyone. And we're ready for it, and we prepared for it years ago.
You're the owner of the St. Mike's Majors out in Mississauga. Your Majors host the Peterborough Petes tomorrow night. Want to let people know about that. But your Sens are getting set to take on the Winnipeg Jets. We'll let you get back to that. Mr. Melnyk, thanks so much for this. Really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thanks very much for your time.